New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is married to a woman of color. The New York police officers turned their back on him as he spoke at the funeral of the two policemen, shot to death in their patrol car by an insane man. The New York Police Department has had a long record of police abuse of black men. Now, there is no question that the majority of police in the great city of New York are upstanding public servants. The sanest remark made about this terrible situation is this. It was made by the dean of Morgan State University's School of Global Journalism and Communication. I quote, "As long as New York's good cops do nothing, the city's bad cops will continue to trash their reputation." That's probably the smartest thing that's been said about that whole situation. It got me to thinking this. As long as the Christians do nothing, then the hypocrites in the church will continue to trash its witness. I think many of these things are hard for us to understand. Hard for me to understand. Maybe not for you. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel, Old Testament. 1 Samuel. Follow with me as I read, beginning with verse 9 of chapter 7 in verse 10. Chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to the battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and they discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, I want you to listen, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Up until this time, as the Lord helped us. I want to talk this morning about up until now. Up until now. I realize that during this past year, I've used some of the old standard hymns of the Christian faith to help illustrate certain points in my messages. I'm sure part of the reason for that is my own age. You see, those are the hymns I grew up with. Even though many of today's newer hymns are just fine and sound great, in my own estimation, fewer and fewer of them are truly hymns. It grieves me to see that so many of our recent hymnals are slowly but surely eliminating more and more of the old standard hymns from their pages. The word hymn is the English translation of the Greek word for ode, ODE. Now, an ode is an act of praise and adoration. It represents an entrance or pathway of our expression of worship and honor to the person who is being exalted. This pathway takes two forms. The poetic form, such as psalms and anthems, and the musical tributes, such as hymns. Present-day usage of ode is also used to represent a pathway to technical terminology found in words such as electrode, the terminal that allows current to flow and follow a pathway to a battery or an engine or a machine. In hymnology, however, the ode provides a pathway for the praise and adoration of the believer to his or her God. It seems to me, at least, that many of our old standard hymns or odes do just that, usually even using the scriptures themselves in doing so. With this in mind, and support for Samuel's text that we read this morning, I ask you to turn in your hymnals this morning to hymn number 499. Hymn 499. And keep in mind, if you will, these words. Up until now. Up until now. Verse 1. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand. All the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eye. And we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Now, the situation Samuel found Israel in was dark on every hand, to be sure. The horde of Philistines were closing in, and Israel needed help desperately. After it was all over and the Philistines were destroyed, we find the words. Hitherto, up until now, the Lord has helped us. I want us to think about how the Lord has helped each one of us here today, up until now. I can think of nothing better to sing praises to him about as we enter this brand new year. How good the Lord has been to each of us. Amen. Up until now. Amen? Amen? Up until now. Well, trials dark on every hand. It seems that way so often around the world today. Amen? Everywhere else. As this hymn informs us, you and I cannot understand. But we see that we don't need to. Because, you see, God always knows where we're going. God's ways are leading his people to where? To that blessed promise. Land. The Philistines of doubt and fear are defeated. Christ took care of them for us. Once and for all, amen? If you believe in Jesus, if you're here this morning and you never trusted Christ, I want you to know God knows all about you. He knows all about what you need. He knows all about how to get you there. But you got to trust him. You got to realize you can't do it on your own. You got to realize we've all been sinners. You got to confess that and your need for him. But see, God, that's his plan. It's his plan. Are you living your plan or God's plan? That's a question we all need to answer, isn't it? My plan or his plan? Well, the Philistines of doubt and fear I talked about is the sovereign eye of God, the creator of this universe in which we live. It's the sovereign will of God. And if we follow him until we depart this fleeting life, and it certainly is fleeting, if we follow him as we follow this fleeting life, then we'll understand, and one day we'll have overcome, according to the scripture, and according to this hymn. We're going to suffer disappointments. That's what verse 2 tells us. We're going to suffer those disappointments. A lot of times our future seems dark. Read the newspapers and television. Seems dark, our hearts are heavy, and we feel all alone. You ever felt all alone? Nobody understands. Nobody knows, nobody comprehends what you're going through. If we'll just trust God, as old Samuel did in our text, as the Philistines closed in on Israel, then according to his word, according to his promise, according to his eternal covenant with his people, we will understand it all by and by. We just don't want to wait, do we?
Yeah.
It's very clear. We'll understand it later. By and by. By and by. But when we are with our Savior and eternity stretches before us, when we dwell in that place prepared for us before the foundation of the world, when we go to that place where there's no more tears, no more crying, no more death, where the former things have passed away, it's then, beloved, that we'll understand. We'll understand all about it. And we will have overcome. Verse 3, temptation and the devil's snares will sometimes catch us by surprise. We'll have broken hearts over the often thoughtless words we've spoken. Have you ever had that, "Oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Wish I hadn't said that. I didn't really mean it, but I was mad. I was upset." Thoughtless words and sometimes thoughtless deeds because of our callousness. See, the world tests us. Satan is after us if we know Jesus every minute of the day. He doesn't mess as much with those he already has as he tries to bring down those that belong to Jesus. You believe that?
Yes.
Look around you. Look at the empty pews. Yeah, the devil's busy. And as we struggle to do our very best, we sing another great hymn based on the scriptures. Trials dark on every hand. It seems that way so often, doesn't it? So, let's remember what we learn as we grow daily. The flames of failure not only hurt us, but they're for a reason. And here's what that song says. God's design is only to consume our dross and refine us with gold. This hymn this morning, this ode to our God, this pathway of our praise in His presence is to prepare us for that by and by. That up until now time that God is preparing for us who know Him. Do you know Him? I didn't say, did you want the church? I said, do you know God? Didn't say, have you been baptized? I said, do you know God? Didn't say, do you tithe? I didn't say, do you read your Bible? I said, do you know God? Oh, I'm a member of a Baptist church. A lot of lost people in the Baptist church. They went forward, had a preacher pray for them. Do they know God? Over 15 million in the Southern Baptist Convention churches on church rolls, 4 to 5 in church on Sunday. Something wrong. Amen?
Amen?
Something wrong. We'll understand it better by and by. When that morning comes, when the saints are gathered home, we can tell the story then of how we've overcome. I tell you this morning on the authority of the Word of God, if you are trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, I guarantee you'll understand it. Bye-bye. Hitherto, Samuel said, the Lord has helped us. How about you this morning? He will, if you'll only trust Him. Then and only then, you will not only understand it all, but you will have overcome the one who's after you every minute you live in this world to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it. Because it's true.